Welcome to episode 1070 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The theme of creation is a dominant and recurring motif throughout the Old Testament, forming the foundation for its theology, ethics, and worldview. From the opening verses of Genesis, where God speaks the universe into existence, to the poetic reflections in the Psalms, David writes, "The heavens declare the glory of God," and the wisdom literature like Job, where God describes his mastery over creation, the narrative repeatedly emphasizes God as the creator and sustainer of all things. Creation is not merely a past event, but a continuous demonstration of God's power, wisdom, and provision. Prophets such as Isaiah and Jeremiah often invoke creation imagery to underscore God's authority and sovereignty over nations and nature. The Sabbath, a central tenet of Israelite life, is grounded in the creation account, serving as a weekly reminder of God's rest and rule. Furthermore, the covenant relationship between God and his people frequently uses creation language to highlight his role as the one who brings order out of chaos, life out of desolation, and hope for renewal. Thus, creation in the Old Testament is more than an origin story. It is a lens through which God's character, purposes, and ongoing engagement with his world are understood. In the New Testament, Jesus speaks with an authority that reveals his deep connection to the Creator. His teachings, miracles, and parables often draw on the language and imagery of creation, reminding us of God's creative power and sustaining care. These references are not mere metaphors. They affirm the truths found in Genesis and invite us to see creation as a testimony to God's glory and purpose. As we reflect on these words, we are called to see the world and our place in it through the lens of Jesus' divine perspective. When questioned about marriage, Jesus points back to the creation of humanity in Genesis, saying, "At the beginning, the Creator made them male and female," and, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh." Jesus affirms God's design for marriage and family as foundational to his created order. In a world that often seeks to redefine relationships, Jesus' words remind us of the divine intention behind human union and the sanctity of marriage. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus draws attention to the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, saying, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them." He uses creation as a vivid illustration of God's daily provision, encouraging us to trust in his care. Just as he clothes the grass with beauty, he will provide for his children, inviting us to relinquish worry and live in faith. Jesus declares, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." This profound statement echoes Genesis 1, where God's first creative act was to speak light into existence. Just as physical light reveals and sustains life, Jesus brings spiritual light, dispelling the darkness of sin and offering the hope of eternal life. In him, we find clarity, purpose, and the assurance of God's presence. Jesus reminds us of God's sovereign care, saying, "He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." These words highlight the impartial generosity of the Creator, who sustains all life through the rhythms of nature. As we witness the sunrise or feel the refreshing rain, we are reminded of God's unchanging faithfulness and his grace toward all humanity. In the final week of his earthly ministry, when Jesus enters Jerusalem to the acclaim of the crowd, he says in Luke, "If they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." This vivid imagery suggests that creation itself testifies to the Creator's glory. The natural world, in all its beauty and complexity, is a constant hymn of praise, pointing us to the greatness of God. Even when human voices fall silent, the heavens and earth declare his majesty. In the storm on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus demonstrates divine authority by calming the wind and waves with a command, "Peace, be still," in Mark 4. His power over the elements reveals his identity as the Creator, reminding us that nothing in creation is beyond his control. In life's storms, we can trust in the one who commands the winds and the waves, knowing that he is both mighty and merciful. Speaking of the future, Jesus says in Matthew 19, "At the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne. He points to a time when the brokenness of creation will be restored to its original glory. This promise of renewal reminds us that God's plan is not only to sustain creation, but to redeem and perfect it. As we wait for that day, we live in hope, knowing that the Creator's purposes will be fulfilled. Jesus says in John 5, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." Here, he highlights God's ongoing activity in sustaining creation. The Creator did not cease his involvement after the 6 days of creation. His power continues to uphold the universe. This truth reassures us that God's presence and care are active in every moment of our lives. In his teaching on the vine and branches, Jesus says in John 15, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit." This metaphor, rooted in the imagery of creation, speaks of spiritual growth and dependence on Christ. Just as a vine supplies life to its branches, Jesus nourishes and sustains us, enabling us to live fruitful lives that glorify God.
Mountains reach to touch the skies. Rivers flow with gentle sighs. Forests whisper ancient tales. Beauty in the minor details. Creation sings a mighty song in every leaf where we belong. God's love echoes loud and clear in every stream and every tear. Skies so blue reflect the love God has for you. Creation sings a mighty song in every leaf where we belong. God's love echoes loud and clear in every stream and every tear. Sunrise paints the day anew. Moonlight whispers God's in view. Every creature, great and small, shows his love, surrounds us all. Flowers bloom in fields of grace. Rainbows smile, a warm embrace. From green valleys to the seas, God's love felt within.
Through his words and actions, Jesus consistently points us back to the Creator, inviting us to see the world as a reflection of God's glory and love. From the first act of creation to his ongoing work in our lives, the Creator's hand is evident. As we marvel at the beauty of the natural world and the power of Jesus' teachings, we are reminded that the one who spoke the universe into existence is the same God who walks with us each day. Father, we stand in awe of your creation and the way it reveals your power, wisdom, and love. Thank you for the gift of light that dispels darkness, the provision that sustains us, and the promises that give us hope. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.